Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler and I am your guide on this big celebration of books, the World of Stories online podcast series. Now today we are talking about Half Bad by Sally Green. Turn on, tune in, read more and discover a world of stories. World Book Day. The World of Stories podcast, sponsored by National Book Tokens. Now, in the past, the world of Harry Potter has given the concept of wizards and witches a very good name, but that's not always the way with witches in books. In Half Bad, Nathan Byrne has been kept in a cage since he was 14 years old, but he still sees good in his bleak and scary life under the control of a society of witches. This brilliant reading by Carl Prekop from Half Bad by Sally Green sucks you into Nathan's plight.
The routine is okay. Waking up to sky and air is okay. Waking up to the cage and the shackles is what it is. You can't let the cage get to you. The shackles rub, but healing is quick and easy, so what's to mind? The cage is loads better now that the sheepskins are in. Even when they're damp, they're warm. The tarpaulin over the north end was a big improvement too. There's shelter from the worst of the wind and rain, and a bit of shade if it's hot and sunny. Joke. You've got to keep your sense of humour. So, the routine is to wake up as the sky lightens before dawn. You don't have to move a muscle. Don't even have to open your eyes to know it's getting light. You can just lie there and take it all in. The best bit of the day. There aren't many birds around. A few, not many. It would be good to know all their names, but you know their different calls. There are no seagulls, which is something to think about. And there are no vapour trails either. The wind is usually quiet in the pre-dawn calm, and somehow the air feels warmer already as it begins to get light. You can open your eyes now, and there are a few minutes to savour the sunrise, which today is a thin pink line stretching along the top of a narrow ribbon of cloud draped over the smudged green hills. And you've still got a minute, maybe even two, to get your head together before she appears. You've got to have a plan, though. And the best idea is to have it all worked out the night before so you can slip straight into it without a thought. Mostly, the plan is to do what you're told. But not every day. And not today. You wait until she appears and throws you the keys. You catch the keys, unlock your ankles, rub them to emphasise the pain she is inflicting. Unlock your left manacle, unlock your right. Stand. Unlock the cage door. Toss the keys back to her. Open the cage door. Step out, keeping your head down, never look her in the eyes, unless that's part of some other plan. Rub your back, and maybe groan a bit. Walk to the vegetable bed. Piss. Sometimes she tries to mess with your head, of course, by changing the routine. Sometimes she wants chores before exercises, but most days it's press-ups first. You'll know which while still zipping up. 50. She says it quietly. She knows you're listening. You take your time, as usual. That's always part of the plan. Make her wait. Rub your right arm. The metal wristband cuts into it when the shackle is on. You heal it and get a faint buzz. You roll your head, your shoulders, your head again, and then stand there, just stand there for another second or two, pushing her to her limit before you drop to the ground. 1, not minding. 2, is the trick. 3, the only. 4, trick. 5, but there are 6 loads of 7 tactics. 8, loads. 9, on the lookout. 10, all the time. 11, all the time. 12, and it's 13, easy. 14, because there ain't. 15, nothing else. 16, to do. 17, look out for what? 18, something. 19, anything. 20, N, 21, E, 22, thing. 23, a mistake. 24, a chance. 25, an oversight. 26, the. 27, tiniest. 28, error. 29, by the. 30, white, 31, rich, 32, from, 33, hell, 34, because she makes, 35, mistakes, 36, oh yes, 37, and if that mistake, 38, comes to, 39, nothing, 40, you wait, 41, for the next one, 42, and the next one, 43, and the next one, 44, until, 45, you, 46, succeed, 47, until, 48, you're 49, free. You get up. She will have been counting, but never letting up is another tactic. She doesn't say anything but steps towards you and backhands you across the face. 50. 50. After press-ups, it's just standing and waiting. Best look at the ground. You're by the cage on the path. The path's muddy, but you won't be sweeping it. Not today. Not with this plan.
So there we have it. That's Half Bad by Sally Green. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the fast-paced, hyper-descriptive writing that Sally Green puts into her books, and it certainly makes me want to read more of it. Now, you can do this by popping down to your local bookshop or your local library, but if it turns out that it's not quite for you, do not panic, because you can head to www.worldbookday.com, where you can hear all of the other podcasts that recommend a ton of other stories, and I know that one of them will be absolutely perfect for you. So I hope you have a very nice time exploring all these brilliant books.
Double B A.